Good morning. Okay, good morning, everybody. Today's daf is Tainus daf Yud Tes. Today we begin Be'ez Hashem the third parak of Maseches Tainus, and we left off at the beginning of the parak on the bottom of Yud Ches and Beis. Today's shiur is sponsored by Dr. David Lander, in honor of his wife and children. It's also sponsored by Friends of the Beach Minyan, Lizuchus Rufu Shlema, Fa'arye David Alevi, Ben Yehuda Shira, Yishnav Rufu Shlema, Besok Shar Chole Yisrael. So the official agenda, thank you, the official agenda of this parak is to discuss the different sorrows that we would be matri and miyad, that we would fast for right away, meaning the things that are not necessarily related to a lack of rain. That is the official agenda of the parak. What the parak actually talks about is it's called Pirka de Chasida. It's a parak of five or six spots straight of stories. The entire parak. Now, what's the difference between the official agenda? Official agenda means what the Mishnah is about. So you can have one long Mishnah that's going to be about all these different types of tzaros that could happen, and then pretty much the entire Gemara and the entire parak are stories that somewhat relate to the Mishnah. But those stories don't begin today. That's Be'ezras Hashem tomorrow for the next most of the week. So today we're going to talk about the different tzaros that were matriya miyad in places where those tzaros happen. Then we're going to talk about where we're matriya b'kol makom, even in the place where those tzaros aren't happening, because we're concerned that it's going to spread very, very soon. Then we're going to talk about the tzaros that are so bad that we're even matriya on Shabbos. When we say matriya, we mean that we fast on and we cry out even on Shabbos. Then we're going to tell the story of Choni Ama'agel when he davened for rain. And then the Gemara is going to talk about what happens if you declare a fast day because it's supposed to rain. You need it to rain. And then before you even start fasting, or right when you start fasting, it already starts to rain. So do you stop fasting, say thank you very much, and go eat breakfast? Or do you continue the fast? Then the Gemara is going to define what's called a famine, and it's going to distinguish between two different levels of famine. Then the Gemara is going to talk about types of rain that benefit different areas. Some types of rain will benefit the trees, other types of rain will benefit the vegetables, other types of rain will benefit the cisterns and the boros. And then we're going to talk about what we are matriya for during the Shemitah year, when all the produce is hefker anyway. And then we're going to discuss different mishalim for when it rains on time and when it rains a lot, meaning the mashal d'avar doma. We're going to give different mishalim. And then the Gemara is going to talk about the story of Nakdimon Ben Gurion borrowing springs of water and a last-minute miraculous rain that gets him out of having to pay a lot of money for his loan. So that's on the agenda for today. So let's begin at the Mishnah on the bottom of Daf Yud Ches Amud Beis. So the Mishnah tells us Seder Tanya Seder Wa Amur. All of the Tanyas that we've been talking about up until this point, the initial three fasts and then the next three fasts and then the seven fasts. That's all of Birevia Rishona. That's if the first Revia went, the first rainy season passed, and it didn't rain. So that's what we've been talking about to this point. Aval, but if you have a different case, if you have Tzmachim Shashinu, if you have growth that just looks odd, it looks it's different, and it's not producing what it's supposed to produce, and it's damaged, then Matriya Alei and Miyad. Then you would fast right away. You'd be Matriya right away. The Gemara on Daf Yudalad Amud Aleph had a machlokas. Well, what does it mean, matriyan? That Rabbi Yehuda said matriyan means b'shofar, and Rabbi Yehuda b'shofar b'shila said matriyan means saying anenu. Anenu avinu anenu, anenu elke avram anenu. And Tosos writes that matriyan means matriyan umisanin. It means you fast also. It doesn't mean just matriyan. In the Hemshech of the Mishnah, we're going to say that a city where something happens is misana umatras, even though throughout the rest of the Mishnah, matriyan means misana umatras, because over there, at that point of the Mishnah, we're going to have a sheet of Rabbi Akiva in that specific case that disagrees and holds matriyan velo misana. So that's when the Tanakam is going to spell out matriyan umisanin. But throughout the rest of the Mishnah, whenever it says matriyan, it means matriyan umisanin. It means that we cry out either with the shofar by saying anenu, and we fast. So in these cases, in cases where it's Tzmachim Shashinu, Matriyan Alein Miyad, there goes there a tightness right away, a Baha, B'Sheni Chamishu Sheni, like all the, with the full Chumrah of these seven final fast days that we say for when it doesn't rain. V'chein, and we also are Matriyan Miyad, Shepasku G'Sham Ben Geshem, L'Geshem, Gashem Arba'im Yom, if it ceased to rain between one rain and the next for 40 days. So it did. It rained already once, but then it stopped raining for 40 days. Matrin Alein Meshi Makas Petzores. Then we right away our Matria, like all the Chumras of the seven final fast days, because that is something that's going to lead to famine, because by when the rain pauses, it's going to, whatever is sprouting and began to grow is going to be ruined, and even though you still have peiros from the previous year, but you know that there's going to be betzoros, there's going to be famine, you're not going to be able to grow produce this year. So you do that right away, because there's no time to make seder atainios, because the nezek is immediate, and if you don't do something right away, if we don't react fully right away, we don't have time to do a three, and then another three, then a seven, we go straight to the most chumrah, we go straight to the chumrah of the seven. Says the Mishnah further, yardu l'tzmachin, if rain comes down in a way that benefits the tzmachin, meaning it comes down softly, avalo yardu l'ilan, but it didn't come down in a way that benefits the trees, or l'ilan v'lo l'tzmachin, or vice versa, or l'zeh l'zeh, avalo l'baros l'shichin l'maros, or it comes down in a way that benefits the trees and the tzmachin, but not in a way that it's going to fill up our boros, so then matrin alein miyad. Then also, we're going to have to be matria right away, because if it doesn't come down in the proper quantity, so it's going to be a problem right away. As opposed to if it didn't come down at all, a person is waiting that it still might happen. But when it already happened, it already rained, and it didn't rain properly, so then we're matria miyad. V'chein ir shelo yordu ala geshamim, or if you have a city that it didn't rain on, and there was a nearby city where it did rain, so both cities are matria. Why are both cities matria? Because it's a simul klala for the area. Dechsiv, because the pasuk says, "V'imtarti al irachas v'irachas lo amtir chelka achas timater." And the Gemara is going to say on daf chaf, that on tomorrow's daf, that the two cities, both the city that it rained on and the city that didn't rain on, are included in the klala. Osay ir misanu mitras. So the city that it didn't rain fasts and is matria. V'kol svivosem misanos v'lo matrios. But the surrounding cities, they fast, but they're not matria. Rabbi Akiva Omer, matrios lo misanos. Rabbi Akiva says, they're matria, they blow the shofar, but they are not misano. We're not matria chetainis for a tzibur when they didn't suffer anything. So Rabbi Akiva holds, apparently, that tainis is more chamor than being matria. So he says, we're not going to go all in on them, we're not going to make them be misano, but at least they'll have to be matria. The Yerushalmi explains the machlokas that both the Tanakam and Rabbi Akiva say that since they don't have a tzara mamish, they only need to be mevakesh rachamim like one would on Rosh Hashanah or Yom HaKippurim. So the Tanakama says, yeah, like Yom HaKippurim, where you're misane v'lo matria. You fast, but you don't blow a shofar. And Rabbi Akiva says, yeah, like Rosh Hashanah, where you blow a shofar, but you don't fast. So they all agree it's like Yom Noraim. Question is, which of the Yom Noraim we should treat it like? And that seems to be the machlokas between the Tanakam and Rabbi Akiva. That's how the Yerushalmi explains. V'chein yir sheyesh b'dever. If you have a city that has a plague, where people are dying, omapolis, or inexplicably buildings start caving in, not when it's expected, and you see that they're about to cave in, but inexplicably the buildings are falling. Also, yir misano matras. That city should fast and should be matria. The kolsvivosem misanos lo matrios, and the surrounding cities should fast but should not be matria. Rabbi Kiva mer matrios lo misanos. Rabbi Kiva says they should be matria but they shouldn't fast. Ezu dever. How do we define how many people die? Is it called a plague? So ira motzia chamish meos ragli. If you have a city where 500 people walk around in the city, meaning that leaving out to the zakenim who don't get around, and women and children who are not osik b'malacha, so we're talking about in the commerce center of the city, you'll find 500 people there. V'yatzin mena shlosha mesim b'shlosha yam zeh achar zeh. And you have three people who die on 3 days, one on each day, one after the other. So Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, there was a death each day. Hareza dever. Then you know that it's already a dever. Pachos mikan. But if you have fewer than that, or three people die on one day, or over the course of 4 days, then ain't a dever. Then we don't consider that to be a dever. Now the Shuvas Chavas Yoyer says that whenever it's misas b'nei a lot of people shalo kederach hateva, that's called a dever. That it's not people dying natural death. We're not talking about people who are of advanced age and die of natural causes. No, something is going on, that it's Shaloka Darachateva, in the Tiferes Yisrael, in the 5th Parak Pirkei Avos, he says it's a Misa Lulo Choli, that it's a Misa without the normal illnesses that you would find. It seems from the Gemara that we're going to see in a couple of days that it means that you have a pandemic, you have a plague, it is a Choli, but it's a new Choli that's apparently very catchy, that people are able to catch very easily. So that would be considered a dever. By a mapolas, it didn't say how much has to happen, right? By a dever, it said, okay, if you have 500 people and 3 days in a row where someone dies, that's dever. How many buildings have to cave in for it to be a mapolas that requires fasting? So the Ritva writes, it must be 3 houses, and there's no chiluk between a small city and a large city, because inexplicably buildings falling in inexplicably is shocking in a large city as much as it is in a small city. So if it happens to 3 houses, so that would be considered mapolas. I don't know why 1 house isn't, because maybe it depends how big the house is, right? When a building caves in like it did in South Florida, that's shocking, and it's, I mean, I guess maybe that is more than 3 houses, because each apartment is a house, but even there was one event. So I don't know why the Ritva says it has to be 3, but the Ritva says it has to be 3. Okay, so we said that 3 mesim on 3 days. Now I Rashi on Daf Chafal was going to say that means 1 each day, and the Gemara is going to say on Daf Chafal also that it goes proportionally, meaning if you have 1,000 people in the city, then it's got to be 2 each day for 3 consecutive days. 1,500, 3 each day for 3 consecutive days. It goes up proportionally. Maisa Shiardu, I'm sorry, no. Al Elu Matriin B'chol Makom. The following tzaros are that we're about to delineate. Your Matriya B'taynis wherever you are. Even if the tzara happened in one place, anyone that hears about it has to also fast. Al Shidafon, if the grain dries out through because of a strong wind, vali yirakon, or there's an illness that makes people's faces turn green, v'ala arbel v'ala chasil, or the crops are being eaten up by grasshoppers, v'ala chaya ra'o, or if they're wild beasts killing people, v'ala cherev, or there are soldiers coming to destroy, they're coming through towns and they're destroying towns, even though they're not coming to attack your town, they're going somewhere else, but they're walking right through your town, matriya alem mepreshi makama aleches. Then we're matriya on all of these tzaros, because that is a makama aleches. That is something that's going to spread very quickly. So even the places that feel like, oh, it's not happening here yet, it's just yet, but it will happen at some point soon, and therefore they're matriya as well. And one time the Zakenim were leaving the Sanhedrin and they were going back home. Court was done in session, I guess. They were going back to their cities where they lived in Eretz Yisrael. And they were gozer tainus because they found just an area the size of a pitan, or a very small area of shidofen, of wind blasted grain, in Ashkelon, which is a city in the Eretz Plishtim, even though it was at the end of the Gvul event, and it's very far from Yerushalayim. But all of Eretz Yisrael is considered one unit, and therefore there goes their tainus on the entirety of Eretz Yisrael, because that is a makama aleches. It's going to affect everyone very soon. Similarly, there goes their tainus when 2 wolves ate 2 children in Eivar Yarden. So you had wild animals that were attacking people. Rabbi Yossi Amar Lo Al Sha'achlu Al Al Shaniru. No, there goes their tainus before they even ate anybody, before the animals even killed anybody. Just the fact that the wolves appeared in the city, and since they don't normally appear in the city, that was enough. That was enough reason to be gozer atinus. Beis Yosef in Sim Tovkov Ayin Vav writes that the Rabban and Rabbi Yossi do not disagree. Lukuli Alma bein achlu bein niru misanin, one or the other. Certainly, if they attack children, even if the children maybe were not in the city, or they're just seen in the city somewhere, so that's something that's worthy of fasting. However, in the Bir Agra over there in Sifav and Simtav Kavayin Vav, he seems to assume that there is a machlokas, that according to the Tanakhama, that if they, you only saw a couple of wolves, okay, so you saw them, that's not a reason to fast. But only when they actually did damage, when they actually killed somebody, only then would you fast. Aleilu Matriyim B'Shabbos. The following are so significant that we would even be Matriya on Shabbos. Now, over here, Matriya probably, Rashi writes, does not mean fasting. Up until now, the word matria itself meant that we cry out and we fast. But on Shabbos, you don't fast. So matria probably just means, says Rashi, probably just means that we cry out. However, the Rambam in the first paragraph of Tainios sounds like, no, it means what it means in the rest of the Mishnah, that these are such significant things that we would even fast on Shabbos for the following things. Al Yershe Kifua Nachrim, if you have a city that's surrounded by Nachrim who want to conquer the city or to collect the tax from the city or to be goes a Sheman against the city, on Nahar, or there's a river that's threatening to flood the city, Valasfina Mitarefes Bayam, you have a boat that's lost at sea that's and is at risk of sinking. Rabbi Yossi Omer La Azar, Rabbi Yossi says they could be Matria on Shabbos only to cry out to people to help them, but Velola Tza'aka, not to cry out in Tefillah, because we don't have such confidence that our Tefillahs are going to help, so we don't allow being Tzoek on Shabbos. We don't allow crying out on Shabbos. That's how Rashi said back on Daf Yadalid when we quoted this. Back there on Daf Yadalid, Rashi quoted another possibility that the Tanakhama that says Matrian sounds like he means Bekol Ram, and Rabbi Yossi saying La Azara means that we're each Mispalel Bebeso for Azara Bialma, but we're not going to make a public display of the crying out. But you are allowed to cry out to the Ribbono Shel Olam. It's not a limitation on not crying out to the Ribbono Shel Olam. Shimon HaTimni Omer, Afal HaDever V'lohod L'Chacham. Shimon HaTimni said that we're even Matria when there's Dever on Shabbos, but the Chacham did not agree on a Dever in a Makom Rachok where you don't have to be Choshish for it, even on a weekday that you should cry out, certainly not on Shabbos. Al Kol Tzara Shel Tavol HaTzibur, on any Tzara, if Chas V'Shalom Tzara happens for the Tzibur, Matria Alein Chutz Mirav Gesham. We would be Matria for any type of Tzara, meaning we gave a number of examples, but this is not an exhaustive list of all the kinds of Tzara. I mean, HaKadosh Baruch Hu could be creative in the way that that he brings Yisurin onto people, so we didn't give all of the examples. So we should be Matria on all types of Tzaras, except for Rov Geshamim. If it rains more than you wanted it to rain, it's annoying, it makes travel difficult, it makes life somewhat difficult, but when you get too much bracha, you're not Matria. People daven for bracha, people want bracha, people daven for rain, Kadosh Baruch Hu gives you too much bracha, you say thank you very much. You don't, you're not Matria for such a thing. So the Mishnah tells a story that once there was a story with Choni Ma'agel, his palos, she had to shab mi daven that it should rain, and since he knew that his tefillah would be accepted, and it's going to rain a lot, Amar Lahem, he told everyone, Tzuvich nisu tanurei psachim, they told Choni Ma'agel to daven for rain, and he said, okay, you want me to daven for rain, you better take in your carbon Pesach ovens from your chatzeros, because they're going to Bishvil Shalei Yimoku, so that they don't get ruined from the amount of rain that's going to come down when I daven. So he davened and it didn't rain. He had such confidence and it didn't rain. The Kol HaRamaz writes that it didn't rain at first because he shouldn't have had so much confidence. He shouldn't have expressed that kind of confidence. He should have said, bring in your tanurim. You might argue, what do you mean? He should have let all their tanurim get destroyed? No, he should have said, bring in your tanurim psachim shema yerdu geshamim, that it might rain and therefore you want to play it safe. He didn't say any Shema. He said it's going to happen. So he was kavanah l'shem shemayim that if their tanurim psachim get ruined, how are they going to bring korban pesach? So it was kavanah l'shem shemayim, but he should have formulated it differently, says the Kol HaRamaz. So he says, so his palav l'yer d'gsham, he davened, it didn't rain. Ma'asas, so what did he do? Og uga, he made a circle in the ground, the amar betoch, and he stood inside of that circle, v'amar l'fanav, and he said the following, ribon l'shalolam, b'necha samu b'nei malay shani ke ben bayis l'vanecha, the Kali Shol is trusting me because I'm like a ben bayis, that I get to ask for whatever I want, whenever I want. That's what Rashi says, Rashi says in Mesechus Brachos, that he's nichlas b'li rishus. Normally you need a heter to daven, right? You can't just go into to daven whenever you want. So I could come and say whatever. That's why we start off with tefillah. Hashem s'vasai tevtach v'ya gintil asecha. It's like our matir. It's like we need a heter in order to approach the Ribbono Shel Olam. But I'm like a ben bayis l'fanecha. I can come in whenever I want. So nishpa ni b'shemcha gadol sheni zoz mikan ad shetarachim al benecha. So I'm taking a shavua b'shem Hashem that I will not move from here until you have rachmanus on your children and it starts to rain. So it started to drizzle. Omar, and he says, no, lokach shalti, that's not what I was asking for. Elagishme boroshich l'maros, I wanted rain that's going to fill in all the wells and all the cisterns. His chil leir bizav, so it started to pour. Omar, lokach shalti, I didn't ask for a major storm. El gishmei ratzon brachon nedava. I want a proper kind of rain. So yardu kisiknan. So he got exactly the kind of rain that he ordered. It's like he's at a restaurant. I don't want it so well done. I don't want it so rare. And he gets exactly the way he likes it. Actually, yotzi yisol mi Yerushalayim l'Harabayis till Kal Yisrael had to leave Yerushalayim and climb up on Harabayis because it's higher than the rest of Yerushalayim. Because everywhere else it was just raining and raining and flooding. So Bov Ramlo, they went and they told Choni Amagel, just like you daven that it should rain, now it's time for it to daven for the rain to stop. So go see if the rain covered the large stone that was in Yerushalayim, where anyone who would find an aveda would go there and would announce the aveda, and that would only get covered if there was a real mabul that had come. So his kavana was really just to be docha them and to say, you don't daven for such things. You're asking, meaning, go see if the Evan Atoman is covered. It's not. Meaning, the point is, this is not something that you daven for. So Shalcha, Shum ben Shetach was the Av Beis and sent a message to him, and he said, Ulmali Choniata, if it were not for the fact that you are who you are, that you are Choni Amagel, the famous Choni Amagel, such a gadol and such a chashuv person, Gozarni Alecha Nidoy, I would have put you in a chair, because you're matriach HaKadosh Baruch Hu so much that where every time he answers your prayer, you say, no, that's not the prayer, that's not the answer that I ordered, I want it a little differently. So we're menadal kavod harav, so certainly for the kavod of the Ribono Shel Olam, that's disrespectful. What can I do? You act in such a way to the Ribono Shel Olam, and he responds to everything you ask for. Like a child who misbehaves, he's a spoiled child, the parents do whatever he wants. And that's what that pasuk is referring to, that parents are always so thrilled with their child. They think that he's such a tzaddik, even when he's not. If, let's say, they fast, so that's the end of that story. So now, if they were fasting, then in the middle of the fast, starts to rain. So, if it started to rain before Netzachama, in the morning of the fast, lo yeshlimu, then they don't complete the fast until nighttime. The Rush writes that that's Dafka B'tzibur, that's Masana, but a Yach, that's Masana, is always going to be mashed in the fast. And then the Rush quotes from the Ravid that's Dafka B'tainis al Geshamim, but a Tainis on a different Sarah, you'd always be mashed because you always have to fast that the tzara shouldn't come back. You don't want the tzara to return. That's what the Rosh says in the first part of this Masechta. So if they're fasting and then it started to rain and it rained before Netzachama, you don't complete the fast. And why is that? Because we assume that the fast didn't really begin, because it's not the Derech B'nei Adam to eat before Netzachama anyway. So it's not a time where you would have been eating anyhow. It doesn't mean that it literally didn't fast, because normally a fast starts from before Netzachama, it starts from Elos HaShachar. So the fast did begin, but it doesn't seem like it began, because it's not a time that a person would have eaten anyway. La'achar Netzachama, but if it starts to rain only after Netzachama, Yashlimu, then you complete the fast. Rabbi Lezer Omer Kodem Chatzosa, Yashlimu Lach Chatzosa Yashlimu. The point that marks off whether you complete the fast or not is Chatzos, that if it rains before Chatzos, then you're not mashing the fast, because the Zman of Achil Rov HaOlam is Chatzos HaYom. So until Chatzos HaYom, it's not really called the beginning of a fast day. Once Chatzos HaYom has passed, then it's called the beginning of a fast day. Ma'aser shegozer tainis b'lud v'yardu lam geshamim kodem Chatzos. One time there goes a tainis in Lud, and it started to rain before Chatzos. Amar lam Rabbi Tarfon, tzu v'chlu v'shu v'asu yom tov. So Rabbi Tarfon said to them, go out, eat and drink, and make a yom tov. Yatz v'achlu v'shasu v'asu yom tov. They went out, they ate and they drank, and they made a yom tov. Ubein arbayim v'karu halal gadol. They came back, bein arbayim. And that's when they said halal agadol in Bein Arbayim in the evening. The reason that they said halal after they ate, the Gemara is going to explain, is because you don't say halal, you only say halal agadol b'nefesh sveo b'keres meleya. You're only allowed to say halal agadol when you have a full stomach. So they had to go eat first, and only after they ate, they were ready to say halal agadol. Says the Gemara, say their tainios elu, ha'amar b'revir rishona. The Mishnah started off by saying that all the fast days we've been talking about up until this point is in the revir rishona, the first rainy season, where it didn't rain like it was supposed supposed to. Uriminhi, but I'll ask you a stira revia, rishona ushnia lishol, that the first and the second revia, that's where we say the same talamatar, but shlishis lisanos, it's only in the third rainy season, meaning starting from Yud Zayin Mar Cheshvan, where we say that you're actually supposed to fast if it hadn't rained up until that point. So that's also what the Mishnah said. The Mishnah said that everything we've been talking about until this point is only in the revia rishona, is only at the very beginning, only Gimel Mar Cheshvan. The Shnia is Zayin Mar Cheshvan, and the Shlishis is Yud Zayin Mar Cheshvan. So Rav Yehuda Hachi Ka'amar. So he said, no. What our Mishnah meant to say is as follows. Say the Tani Yosha Amor, Emesai, Bishman Siyatza, Revir Rishona, Ushnia, Ushlishis, Liar Dubishamim. That everything we've been talking about until this point is where all three Reviyos come and go, and it hasn't rained. Aval yardu b'shamba revir rishona v'zor v'lot samchu. But what if it did rain in revir rishona and then they planted and nothing grew? Inamit samchu v'chazav v'nishtanu, or it grew but it was with such a shinoi that it's not growing properly. Matriya alein miyad. Then we're matriya right away. Amar Rav Nachman dafka nishtanu. When the Mishnah says we're matriya miyad when it's nishtanu, it dafka means that it's nishtanu. It doesn't mean that it's totally dried out. Aval yavshu lo. But if it's totally dried out, they would not be matria, because once it's totally dried out, it's a lost cause. And then it's a tefilas shav, meaning we need a heter to daven. And you're not allowed to daven for just anything. You're not allowed to daven for a miracle. So if something is already gone, it's already dead, you're not allowed to be mispalel al sha'avar. You're not allowed to be mispalel for what already happened. That's what the Mishnah tells us in Maseches Brachos, that if a woman is pregnant, you're not allowed to daven that the baby should be a particular gender, because the gender has already been determined. So you're not allowed to daven for such a thing. If you hear that called Tzvacha Be'ir, you're coming into on the outskirts of town and you hear some screaming somewhere in the city, says the Mishnah, you're not allowed to daven. Says Lo Yeh B'toch Beisi, let it not be in my house, because it already is. It either is or isn't. So you're not allowed to daven on that which already is. If it's totally dried out, it's totally destroyed, it's too late. You're not allowed to daven for such a thing. Only something that could still change al derech hateva, you could daven for. Says Mar Pshita, Nishtanu Tan. Yeah, that's why the Mishnah said Nishtanu. It didn't say that it totally dried out. So that maybe the Zraim started to go to grow in a kana after it dried out. So Madutema Akanta Milsa, I might think that Milsahi that some of it seems to be okay, that's considered good, even though it dried out, tefillah is gonna help to bring it back. So Kamash Mala, and that's what Rav Nachum tells us, that minor tikkun that you notice is not gonna be enough to help when it's really dried out. The Mishnah said also if it stopped raining in between one rain and the next for 40 days, then we're matria, because that's a makas pitzoris. My makas pitzoris. What does it mean, makas pitzoris? No one's hungry yet. How could you call that a makas pitzoris? Amri demrav maka hamaviyali de pitzoris. No one's hungry yet when that happens, but if that happens, you know that it's only a matter of time. You're able to predict the market conditions that it's going to be a pitzoris. Amrav Nachman, nahara nahara. When in one city there's no grain, and another city there is grain, and you're able to bring, using the river from one city to the next, there's the ability to ship from one city to the next, so batzorta, that's only a batzoris, that's not called the higher level of famine called a ra'av, because you're able to bring tavua by boat, and one is going to be able to supply the other, so you have a little bit of a tircha in doing so, but it's not the end of the world. Medinasa, but if you need to bring from one medina to another medina, and you need to bring it on dry land, so you have to get donkeys or whatever to schlep all this tavua, that's kafna, that's already a real ra'av, that's already a real famine, because that's very hard to do in large numbers. Meaning a boat you can fill up with a ton of stuff, but there's only so much a donkey is going to be able to carry. I wonder if now that we have trucks, maybe it's different. I mean, there was a limit to how much they were able to load on to animals, whereas a boat, they made these massive boats and they floated and you're able to load on a whole bunch of it. Vam Rabbi Chanina. Chanina also says another difference between Betzaras and Ra'av, Sa'a B'Sela U'Shchicha. If a sa'a of tvua cost a sala, which is expensive, but it's available. You can find it in the store. So even though it's expensive, but it's available, batsorta. That's batsoris. That's not the more serious type of famine, because people are not gonna be so desperate. But our ba'a of aloshchicha. But if you have four sin that you could buy for a seller where it's not even so expensive, but it's not easy to find, meaning when you do find it, it's cheap, but then it's gone, and by the time you get to the store, it's gone, then kafna, then it's already a ra'av. That's a much more serious type of famine. When Rabbi Chanina said that the difference between Betzoros and Ra'av is talu in how available the Tavua is, and it doesn't matter on the price, that's only when people have money. So meaning there's business, there's commerce going on, and people are making money, and it's just that the grain is very expensive. So since the grain is available and you have the ability to buy it, that's not considered a ra'av, that's only considered a betzores, because the payrolls are very expensive. Avumos biyoker, but if it's hard to find money, no one has any business, everyone's out of a job, payrolls bazul, and the payrolls, even if they're available, they're very cheap, that's not a betzores, because there's no money to buy the payrolls with, and whoever has it has no one to sell it to. So it doesn't help that they're selling it for cheap. So that's really a ra'av. That's matrida lembiyad. That's the more serious kind of famine. And that you have to be matria right away. So I'm Rabbi Yochanan here now. Rabbi Yochanan says, I remember that it used to be that four sav tavua could be bought for a seller. Meaning, I remember when things were so cheap. You think that's just a modern thing that older people say? I remember when you can get a hot dog and a soda for a nickel. So I remember when arba sin b'sela v'avanefishi nefichei kafan b'tveria, and there were people whose bodies were swelling because of famine, because they were starving, like their stomachs become bloated midales isar, because there were so many people that were dying of starvation. They didn't have any money to buy any grain, and therefore it didn't help that it was cheap. It doesn't matter that it's cheap. If everyone's starving, then it doesn't matter that it's cheap. Yordul smach navalodi ilan. The Mishnah said that if it rains enough to provide for the vegetation, but not for the trees, we're matria right away. So bishlam l'tzmach m'lolin m'shkach sadasinich v'lasarazia. I get how that could happen, right? L'tzmach m'lolin means it comes down softly; it doesn't come down strong enough to support the trees, because it really needs to get deep into the ground to nourish the trees. Or l'ilan v'lotzmach, and I get how it could rain in a way that's beneficial for the trees, but not for the tzmachin dasirazia v'lasinicha, where it only comes down b'kalach, but it doesn't come down soft. So it will go right into the depths of the ground and into the roots of the trees, but it's not going to help the tzmachim that are not in the depths of the ground. And I also get how it could be good for the tzmachim and for the ilanos, but not for the cisterns and the bora and the wells. Da'asya razya v'nicha comes down very strong and very soft, but it doesn't come down so much. The quantity is not enough water to fill up all the boros. But how do you ever have a rain that fills up all the boros shichin maros but does not help the trees or the tzmachin? So dasi b'shvichusa, it comes with a lot of koach in a way that's not going to help the tzmachim and is going to break the trees, meaning it's like a hurricane type of thing, but the boros will be full because it's a large quantity of rain. So it could rain in such a way where it's too harsh for the tzmachim, and it's so harsh that it breaks the trees rather than nourishes the trees. So you have fallen trees all over the place, but it will fill in the boros shichin maros. Tarabban matrin al ilanos. We said that if it doesn't rain properly for a tree, you can start being matria for the trees b'prosa pesach, 15 days before Pesach, because that's when trees are supposed to sprout in Eretz Yisrael. Ala boros shichin maoros afil b'prosa chag. For if there's enough rain for drinking, but not enough to be mashka the zra'im and the behemos, then even 15 days before Sukkot, even though it's already before the zman that it's that the rain is supposed to come, we don't wait; we're matria right away, because the rain that we have gathered together is gonna be mismait at the end of the summertime, and you have to fill it up during that time. That's the time where we really need it to rain. If there's no rain to drink, then you matria right away. What does it mean? It means on Monday, Thursday, Monday, because those are the days that we read from the Torah based on Takanas Ezra, and we're only gozer tainis on those days, on Monday, Thursday, Monday. That's when we have the long tachnun, which also relates to that, that those are days of extra rachamim, pashtus, and therefore those are days that it's appropriate to fast and it's appropriate to be marbe b'tachnunim. Va'al kulan ein matrin alein ela ba'aprachya shalahem. And all these tzaros, even those that are makama haleches, were only matria in the malchus that this happened. Va'askara, but a certain type of disease that begins in a person's mouth and then spreads to the rest of the body, bizman sheyesh b'misa, if it's killing people and it's considered a maka that's going to spread, matria nala bizman she'ein b'misa, or matria before people die from it, if people are dying from it, but bizman she'ein b'misa, if people are suffering from this disease but they're not dying from it, ein matria nala, then we're not matria on it. Or matria nala govai b'kol shu, if there's arbe, if there's there are grasshoppers that are sucking out the moisture from the grain, so then even b'kol shu, even if you only see it a little bit, because that for sure is going to start spreading very quickly, but if you just see some grasshoppers, that's not enough to be matria right away, because you don't know that they're doing any damage yet. Rabbi Shimon Elazar Omar Af al Chagav, that even on Chagav, even when you see some grasshoppers, you'd be matria right away. Tan Rabban matria al ilanos b'shar shnei shavua, if it didn't rain strong enough to support the trees, so during the rest of the Shemitah, the rest of the years of the Shemitah cycle, the first 6 years of the Shemitah cycle will be matria, but during the Shemitah year itself, we're not going to be matria because it's all hefker. For the boros of the shichan and ma'aros, afilu b'shvius, even during the Shemitah, we're going to be matria because you always need water to drink. Even on the ilanos, the peros that grow on their own during Shemitah that don't have kedusha shvius, b'shvius mipnei sheyesh ben parnasa l'aniyim, because that's going to provide the parnasa for the aniyim. Tanya idach matrina al ilanos b'shar shnei shvua al boros of the shichan and ma'aros afilu b'shvius. But even for the Sfich Ezraim, not just for the Ilanos, but even for the Sfich Ezraim, you're allowed to be Matria during the Shemitah year, because that provides Parnassah for the Aniyim. Tanya Amr Blazer Ben Parta Miyom, Shechar Beis HaMikdash Nasa G'sham Tzimuk in the Olam, from the day that the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, rain became Tzimuk in the Olam. It doesn't, it only comes down in a difficult way, in a way that's a nuisance. When the Beis HaMikdash was around, the Kohen Gadol would daven for the rain. Yeshan Shegeshmeh Ruben Yeshan Shegeshmeh Muatin, meaning there are some years where it rains plenty and some years where it rains very little. Yeshan Shegeshmeh Yordan Bismanin, there are some years that it rains in the right time. Yeshan Shem Geshmeh Yordan Bismanin, and there are some years that it does not rain in the right time. Shana Shegeshmeh Yordan Bismanin L'Maladome, when it actually rains in the right time, what's that like? What's the mashal to? Levich Nosal Rabu Parnasaso Ve'achar B'Shabbos. That's like a master providing the parnasa for the Eved on the first day of the week, where he has time to prepare everything. Nimtzeis isa nefes ketikna v'necheles ketikna. So then he's going to have proper meals the entire week. He has time to make sure, set up a meal plan for the entire week. Shana shem gishmei yordan bizmanon l'malu dome. When it doesn't rain on time, you know what that's like? Levitch nasa l'rabu parnasasu b'erev Shabbos. That's like an Eved that the master gives him his parnasa only on erev Shabbos, where he doesn't have time to prepare everything for Shabbos. Nimtzeis isa nefes shalom. So the bread is not going to be baked properly, and the quality is not going to be the same. So shana shegeshmeh merubin l'malu dome. When there's a lot of rain, what's the mashal to? Levit shenasan lo rabo parnasaso bebas achas. That's like the master giving the parnasa to the Eved all at one time. So nimtzu rechayim tochanos mina kor masha tochanos mina kav. That the mill will grind from a kor what they could grind from a kav. Meaning there's always no matter how much you use the mill, no matter how much grain you put in the mill to grind, there's always some that's going to stick a little bit. There's some that's going to be lost in the grinding process. So you want to put in as much as you can, because that same amount is going to be lost in the process, no matter how much you put in. So you want to be able to put in large quantities. You put in a small quantity, and then you have to do it 10 times. So that means 10 times you're losing a little bit. And it turns out that the Isa, where you make the dough, will be ocha from the kor, where it eats from the kav. That each time you knead the dough, there's a little bit that gets stuck to the bowl. So also, when you knead the dough, you want to knead a lot of dough at one time. Otherwise, you're gonna lose out. So the same is true when it comes to rain. That some of the rain is going to get absorbed into parts of the ground that are not going to be useful. Some is going to dry out from the wind. So the quantity is going to be lost from the rain that comes out in small quantities at a time, as opposed to if it all came at once. So a certain amount of rain would be lost from drying up, but that same amount would be lost multiple times if it comes in small installments. When you don't have too much rain, what's it like? It's like a master giving his eved parnas little by little. That's the idea we've been saying. Dover acher, another comparison. That when there's a lot of rain, what's that like? It's a person like mixing cement. If he has a lot of water, so then the cement is going to mix properly, because he puts all the water that he needs into the mixture at once, and he's able to mix it really well, and it's not going to dry as he's working. But if he doesn't have too much water, he's going to run out of water, and the cement is not going to mix properly. So it's always better to have a lot of water. Okay, but tomorrow we'll begin with the story of Tan Rabbanan Pamachas, the story of Nachtim and Ben Gurion. Okay.